News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Okay, let's. We can now go to Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin Deputy Leader. Piers, you're there, are you?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning. What's your take on the programme for government?
Well, listen, reading through the programme for government yesterday, I think you really could have just changed the date and it put, you know, 5 years ago on it. There's nothing new here. There's no big idea. There's no vision. Indeed, you know, if people wanted a continuation of what we had under Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael over the last 5 years, that's what they've got. Indeed, I must say, continue, that word appears 249 times in the report. So that's the dominant factor in this programme for government. And I think that's disappointing, given the crisis that we face in housing and health and cost of living. I don't see any big ideas, big new departures. Indeed, very much of the commitments that are there are vague. As I said, some of them are just continuing what's already been there. Some of them already announced. The one area where they are very categoric is that this government is determined to put up the price of heating your home and putting petrol and diesel in your car, because they're committed to every single year over the next 5 years.
To carbon taxes.
The price of petrol and diesel, yes.
Yeah.
They're explicit.
Although you wouldn't have reversed the carbon price increases.
Yes, we would have. Absolutely. We would have reversed the last number of increases, and we would have ensured the price of petrol and diesel was reduced for consumers by not increasing the proposed increases now that Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, and indeed the likes of, you know, Michael Healy-Ray and others who've been jumping up and down in the Dáil about this issue, but have completely capitulated and are now ensuring that it's going to be dear to get to work, dear to drop your kids off to school, and dear to attend that hospital appointment.
Okay, I mean, we were discussing it just before you came on air, and Ciara was making the point that, you know, it ticks a lot of boxes in terms of housing, in terms of transport, in terms of the big issues, that in terms of childcare. There's a lot in there for voters.
Let's just dissect some of them. So if you're somebody who is worried that you can't get on the housing ladder, that you're seeing house prices, you know, go out of control, that they've increased nearly €100,000 since the government was last formed, since the last programme for government, then what confidence does it give you now? Absolutely none. There is nothing new here in relation to housing. There's nothing that is looking at reversing the trajectory of house prices running away. Indeed, the level of delivery in terms of social housing is way below what is required. They talk about 12,000. In terms of the overall number of houses that they plan to deliver over the next 5 years, and remember, we were told by government that there was going to be 40,000 houses delivered last year. They didn't reach that. I think it was, what, 33 or something thousand. So they're missing their own projected targets. But we still don't have a breakdown in relation to how many of them will be social, affordable, or cost rental. So I don't have the confidence there. In relation to rents, for example, there has been runaway rents for a number of years. Sinn Féin have been very clear. We need to ban rent increases over the next number of years so that we actually get to grips with this crisis. What this government are committed to is ensuring that over the lifetime of the government, that €800 million of taxpayers' money will be put into the pockets of landlords, which the department already said will mean that over half landlords in the state will pay no tax, not a penny tax at all, in relation to their rental income. And actually, all the officials in the department are opposed to that type of measure. So I don't have the confidence that Ciara has in relation to what is there in terms of housing. In terms of childcare, we heard so much from government when we put this issue on the political agenda. Remember, it was Sinn Féin, and that's their job. It's to force the pace and force government to do things that they don't want to do. So when we came out with a detailed proposal about reducing the cost of childcare to €10 per day or €200 per month, then other parties started to follow us. But they talked about a public model. There's no mention of a public model here at all. There's no mention in relation to the increase of wages that we need to see in the childcare sector. And they are completely leaving behind all of the childminders, where tens of thousands of children are cared by childminders. And that's going to cause a major difficulty.
We do have to leave it there. But thank you indeed for talking to us this morning. Piers Doherty there, Sinn Féin Deputy Leader. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.